Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Joining us in studio right now is producer Nick.
Hey guys.
What up, producer Nick?
Also, nothing. Fellow electrician.
Yeah, hopefully I'm a good electrician. JC and I did something kind of similar this weekend.
Yeah, we like high-fived when we came in this morning.
Oh, because you guys feel more manly?
Yes, I there's not many weekends I feel really manly, and this weekend, ooh,
what'd you
I'm
install?
A man.
What'd you install?
What'd you do?
Not one, but two ceiling fans.
Dang, whoa! Nick!
Hold on.
Okay.
One of them has a light dimmer. On it.
Oh, damn.
The dimmer switch.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm so proud of my boys.
You get the golf clap. That's what you're going to get.
So proud of you guys.
Yeah, I had a handyman come by for a few things in the house, and he said it was going to be $100 for each fan. I said, no, thank you.
I got it.
I could do that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Looked up some YouTube videos, and let's hope they don't fall.
I installed a chandelier.
Wow.
And that was what Kinsey wanted for her Mother's Day present. And there was a point where I was watching the YouTube videos where I said, man, I don't know if this is worth it. Because they all say, anybody can do this, but it's really dangerous.
Can you do it by yourself? Because I helped my handyman. I had to hold my heavy chandelier as he did all of the, actually like getting it in there with the wires and screwing it in. And I just had to hold it. Because it kind of takes two if it's really heavy.
Yeah, the chandelier I took down was about 5 pounds.
Oh.
So Kinsey helped me with that one holding it. But the one I put up was about a pound.
Okay. So mine was like 60.
The one you took down, I don't know if I call that a chandelier. That was a light.
The one I took down, that was a full-on chandelier with like four lights on it.
It was like a pendant light.
But I think chandelier.
It
was
crystal.
Like, yeah. Okay, yeah.
No, this is mini chandelier.
It wasn't like a real chandelier. I mean, nothing wrong with the lamp that you got.
Right.
But it wasn't a chandelier.
Yeah, you can't swing on it like they do on ninja movies.
Yeah.
I would suggest doing that at home when you're trying to recreate ninja movies.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, but it was like one of those where I was like, maybe we should call an electrician.
But
it works.
This was Kinsey's question. Should we turn the light switch off when we install the lamp?
Well, of course she's going to ask that. I knew the answer.
Yes. I don't know a whole lot.
Please.
I've never installed a light fixture. Well, I probably have. But I do know, yes,
turn off
switch.
All the electricity, right?
No, just the area.
You don't have to, but you can turn off
just
everything.
Just the switch. Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, you just turn off. Because if you turn off all the electricity, then nobody can do anything in the house. Just turn it off in that area.
This is news to me.
Nick knows. Nick knows
how
to
know.
Do it. Did you turn off just that area?
Just that room.
Boom.
Just the bedroom.
Just the switch, yeah.
Yeah.
And while you're not putting fans up at your house, you're talking to stars.
As A-list as they get.
Yes.
I got to chat with Dave Coulier from Fuller House. I love Full House. I really do. That was my show growing up.
Yeah.
And so when Dave Coulier came in here in studio a few months ago, it was just one of the biggest days of work for me ever. I loved it.
Was he your favorite on Full House?
Yes.
One of your favorite?
He was my favorite.
Okay.
Him and Michelle Tanner, of course. I had a big crush on the Olsen twins growing up. And so having Dave Coulier come in, that was so cool. And then we get a little email. Hey, he's doing some phone interviews because he has a new children's book coming out.
Oh.
Okay, cool. And so he's got, a childlike sense of humor and everything. So who better to write a children's book
exactly
than that guy? And so it's a really interesting way that they're doing the storytelling, and he'll explain it in this clip.
Okay.
So it's got a fun name. Little boys are going to love it. It's called The Adventures of Jimmy Booger. And it's all about a little booger that wants to be famous. The booger wants to be a celebrity.
Oh, okay.
So I got to chat with Dave about his new book.
Okay.
Well, I hear the laughter of kids. And, my whole career has been rooted in family programming. I got to watch the Full House girls grow up. And so I try to listen to that inner laughter that kids have. And so The Adventures of Jimmy Booger is very sophomoric. There's songs like We Love to Fart. It's all the things that kids laugh at. And, I love whenever I see kids reading, I get inspired by that. So I wanted to write something where kids would be thoroughly entertained while reading the story. And that's what this book's all about.
And so this is a unique way to read a book. So it's on a tablet like an iPad or your Kindle. How does it work? What's the reading experience like?
It's made exclusively for the iPad on iBooks. When you scroll to a page, you'll see a nose. And whenever you see the nose, the music will start automatically playing. And so you get to read along with the dialogue that's in the song, and then you can also sing along to the music while you're reading. It's a brand new type of book. I haven't seen anything like it, but kids are just flipping for it because it's so interactive.
That's pretty cool. And so, you know, you mentioned your song "We Love to Fart" is on it, and who's not going to buy that for their little boy or little girl? How long did it take to write "We Like to Fart"?
It was really a labor of love on that one. You know, we were cracking up. It was hard trying to come up with a variety of farts. You know, so you have the low, loud one, you have the, you know, the big blaster, you have the feminine high pitch one, you have the squeaker, you the floop, you know, you have all these different styles of farts. So it was just, okay, here's the next one that's going to crack us up. And I've watched kids read that song and listen to the music. And if you're a parent, just buy the book for that song, because your kids will be literally doubled over laughing.
And what's better for a parent than hearing their kids laugh?
That's true. So this is 92 pages of illustrations by Bob Harper, who's a wonderful Disney animator. So there's lots of eye candy. And like I said, it's a book and an album all at once. There's 15 songs, too.
Wow.
Very cool.
Kelly, I'm sorry about those F words.
That was really overuse of that word.
Kelly, I've always wondered this with you, because you hate that word and you hate talking about that. But all kids love it. Like my kids.
It's silly and gross.
How'd you get past it with Emma Kelly?
Whenever she hears it, she says, "I'm sorry you heard that, Mommy."
She never got into it.
She knows, no.
Even as a little girl, like 2 years old, 3 years old.
She knows that my mother, when I was first grade, I said that word, and my mother put her finger 1 inch from my face and said, "I don't want to ever hear that word coming out of your mouth again." And I took that as gospel.
Yeah, you did.
And I did not. I was like, that's the worst word in the world when your mom is that adamant.
Yeah.
And so Emma Kelly knows how I feel out about the F word and glitter. And I have successfully turned her against both.
I always wondered how you
and
glitter.
She hates glitter, too. I have succeeded as a mother.
Can you come over to my house and do that to my kids? Because that's all they talk about right now.
She's not going
to
be on the pole, that's for sure, if she don't like glitter.
Yeah. My kids are going up to people and asking them if they did that now.
No, that's not. That word is not acceptable.
I know. That's why I didn't want to say it in front of you. Did you toot? I'm trying to teach them, but it slipped by.
I don't like that word either.
Get in their face. Scare them.
I know. I'm too busy laughing.
Well, hopefully, Kelly, we'll move into something that you don't mind hearing. We talk about Dancing with the Stars, and then we get into Full and Fuller House. And so Jodie Sweetin, we talked to her two weeks ago?
Yeah, I think last
about
Monday.
Dancing with the Stars. She was Stephanie Tanner on Full House. So I asked him if he's been watching the show and if he's been voting for her.
Okay.
Absolutely. Man, I just admire the heck out of all of those people. I did a show years ago called Skating with Celebrities, where
yes.
I had to kind of skate around to music, and it is so hard. I just can't imagine what those people are going through. And I talked to Jody, and she's just exhausted every single day rehearsing.
Yeah, and well, recently in rehearsal, she twisted an ankle. She got knocked in the nose, almost broke her nose. Were there ever any injuries on the set of Full or Fuller House that were kind of serious?
Yeah, I broke 5 toes altogether during the 8 seasons.
Really? What happened?
We were in Hawaii when I broke my first 2 toes. We had like a 4 a.m. call time, and my alarm went off, and it shocked me. And I got up and I ran into a nightstand right next to the bed and cracked 2 toes.
Mm.
And then the other time was I was coming out of the Full House kitchen set, and I fell down the kitchen stairs.
So the ones that are going down to the basement, or the ones that are coming from up top, from the second floor?
Oh, you know the show that well.
Dave, I love Full House. I'm not kidding.
The basement stairs.
Okay, I got you. So back where the recording studio was for you guys,
wow.
where Joey,
exactly.
Joey and Jesse would play.
The show.
You know, speaking of Full House, are we going to get more Joey Gladstone on season 2 of Fuller House?
Yes, we're getting more, and I'm actually going to be directing one of the episodes as well this season, and that's when the show gets canceled, by the way. I'm kidding. Totally kidding.
What kind of director are you going to be? Are you going to, you know, go up and yell at Stamos or Bob Saget for not hitting their mark correctly, are you going to be one of those, a tyrant director? Because directing your friends could be a little awkward. Yeah.
The bullhorn. Yeah, absolutely. No, you know, I wanted to direct sitcoms for an awful long time, and I know the process very well. And I look forward mostly to you know, coming up with funny stuff with the actors. I think that's going to be a blast.
Do you want DJ to end up with Steve in the end, or do you like the new veterinarian she's seeing?
You know, I'm more of a Steve. Yeah. I'm more traditional.
Totally.
Steve. The new guy is great, though. He's he's really fun to have on a set. So I'd hate to see him go.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm hardcore old Full House, so I'm going with Steve.
Okay, good. That's what I would expect to hear from Joey. And so when does season two start filming? Have you already started?
We start in about a week and a half.
Oh, so do you have your script yet, or is that still not in your hands?
We've got our basic schedule and the director's schedule, but we don't have any scripts yet. So we probably won't get a script until a couple of days before we do our first table read.
I gotcha. Well, exciting. Thanks for you. Lots of big thanks. So thanks for calling to chat about your new book, The Adventures of Jimmy Booger. It's available on iTunes now, and can't wait for everyone to go read it and have some fun with their kids.
Thanks a lot. It's always great talking to you guys.
Because he knows we're real fans.
Yeah, he knows.
Yes. We're not mocking him.
Well played, Nick.
Thank you.
Good job.
We love Full House on this show.
Way to know about the recording studio.
Yeah, which stairs? Which stairs?
Yeah, that's where Joey and Jesse used
to
go down there.
Right now, if you're watching the reruns.
Stephanie's living down there now.
Oh, really?
In the reruns or in the.
I'm talking about Fuller House. I'm sorry.
Becky just found out she's pregnant, and she had to tell. You know, her husband, who was just going to sign this big record deal and going to take him on tour.
In Japan, right?
And she was afraid to tell him. So she made him a dinner of baby back ribs. And
oh, nice.
Baby.
Up in the attic.
He didn't get it.
They lived in the attic. Remember, guys?
I think that was when Forever was just hit the radio and was blowing up.
Your guys' knowledge of Full House is so
incredible.
It's
so good. It's such a good show.
We'll have the interview up at KidNation.com if you want to check it out. Nick, well done hanging
the
fans
job.
And
good
talking
job,
to
Nick.
The stars.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Well done. And tomorrow at this time, tonight, this is a jam right here.
Yeah.
And when we say this guy can sing, we mean it. Jordan Fisher is his name. He's going to be in studio with us singing a couple songs.
This guy can hit notes that they don't even have a name for.
Blew us away.
Yeah, one of the most impressive artists we've had in a long time.
Blew us away. Jordan Fisher at this time tomorrow morning. And coming up next, we give away another summer camp.
Oh!
How about a little Minecraft action?
All right.
Smart kid alert. Coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly, we were just talking about this the other day.
What?
What we're about to give away.
What?
Talk about a lot of stuff, JC.
Well, you had it in front of you.
I know.
But it's something that kids are super into, and we've been giving away these camps, these summer camps, to give parents a little freedom during the summer because it can get pretty crazy with the kids being around the whole time in the summer.
They get bored.
Mom, I'm bored.
Right? And camps are really expensive. That's the problem. A lot of parents, we can't afford it, you know? We got other things to
Especially
spend money on.
Especially if parents are working or a single parent. Yeah. And you have a kid, it's like, oh my gosh, what do you do with the kid all day?
Right.
Who's going to watch them? What are they going to be doing all day? If they go to a camp, that gets that out of the way. So we got a letter right here, Kelly.
We do.
Would you mind reading it for us?
I would love to. I would love to attend a Minecraft summer camp to learn how to create and design new worlds.
Wow.
I spend lots of time playing Minecraft with my friends, and I would like to learn new tricks and how to use modes and resources packs. I don't know what this kid's talking about, but it sounds great. I have some ideas about things I would like to see in my worlds, and I think this camp would help me to be able to get these ideas into my games. I'd like to meet and make friends with other kids who love to play Minecraft. Now, this is from little Alexander Estrada, who's 8, but turning 9 next month.
Oh, okay, just make sure.
He's going on 9.
Technically, you're 9. We'll go ahead and call him 9-year-old
All right.
Alexander Estrada. He's on the phone with us right now. Alexander?
Yeah?
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
For those of us that know nothing about Minecraft, can you tell us just like a little bit about what it is?
Okay, well, Minecraft, mostly it's a game created by Notch, who mostly he created it. And mostly it's about survival and you creating. But when you're in survival, you have to survive as long as you want. But There are, but you have to be careful at night in Minecraft because there are some monsters that come out.
They are hostile.
So
they're hostile.
You gotta get some weapons, and you gotta build quickly.
Oh my gosh.
Before it turns night. Plus, you do not want to leave out dark areas because the mobs spawn in dark areas, and if you can't find a torch, and you built your house, you can't find a cave, and you don't have a pickaxe.
Right.
Looks for you.
I see. So it's a game of survival, and you have to plan your rooms, and you want to learn how to just get better at the game. And they have a camp for this?
Well, yeah. Plus, you can't just use survival. You can do creative, where you don't have to worry about anything. You can just create whatever you want.
Right.
And it's just like the
for
normal
fun.
Game.
But you like to do the survival, right, Alexander?
Yeah, I mostly do a lot of stuff. Plus, I'm very good at redstone.
You are very good at redstone. Now,
Alexander, I think I love you.
Yeah, you're great, by the way, Alexander.
Oh, okay. What can we do for Alexander?
Here's what we're going to do for you, Alexander, since you love Minecraft. Have you heard of ID Tech Camp?
The number one tech camp on the planet.
Yep.
They'll teach you about Minecraft, and you get to learn about developing video games, code apps, engineer robots, make movies, design 3D models, and all that good stuff. Plus, there's some Minecraft in there as well.
Yeah, they actually hold these at more than 100 campuses across the area and across the country, really. Mm-hmm. UT Dallas, SMU, Stanford. Up at NYU, Princeton, and Yale. I mean, this is a big deal.
Yeah, Alexander,
camp.
This is very prestigious because they say a lot of those students that have gone to these camps. I know you are many years away from college, but people have gone on to get internships at Google and Facebook and other video game designers. Do you know what you want to do when you grow up?
Well, I want to mostly be an electrical engineer.
Perfect.
Wow. But right now, you just want to build a cool room in Minecraft.
Exactly.
This is a good start.
He wants to design new worlds, Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
get it right. What's
bigger? Very cool, Alexander.
Alexander, we're going to send you to ID Tech Camp for 1 week.
Cool.
Can't
wait.
Yeah, it's going to be 1 week of Minecraft Day Camp. So it's going to be solely on Minecraft.
You're going to be the best Minecrafter out there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it is a big deal, Alexander.
It's a really big deal, dude. You'll be designing new worlds for a long, long time.
And if some kids are listening and think this sounds really cool, you can go or get your parent to go to idtech.com to find out where the camp is nearest you.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you might run into Alexander there this summer.
And be careful with those hostile monsters, Alexander.
Okay, well, mostly I all know about them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got that part down, JC.
Are you the best Minecraft player out of all your friends, Alexander?
Well, yeah,
because
I am a pro at this.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, don't forget about us when you go on to be really rich and famous making video games and stuff.
Okay.
You have a feeling he's going to teach them a thing or two.
Yeah, I think Alexander already knows quite a few things.
Yeah.
Alexander, have fun at ID Tech Camp, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Bye, Alexander. Have fun at school today, too. Tell he's a smart kid.
I love that guy.
Smart kid.
Okay. You know what? He's pretty much a pro at this.
Yep.
Pretty much a pro, Kelly.
When you're 8 and using hostile.
Right.
It's a trip a day in May, courtesy of Visit Florida on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So from summer camps to nice little getaway vacations. How about that?
Yeah.
If you went to KidNation.com and signed up to win trip a day, then hopefully you're listening right now. You could be on your way to Orlando to stay at the Lake Buena Vista Resort Village and Spa.
Ooh, I just looked it up online.
Beautiful.
Ah.
Right? We want to go on this thing. It's so good.
So
all right.
Pretty.
Here are today's names. First one in gets to go. Evelyn Pinkner, Gregory Raffert, Bianca Avendano. Bianca Avendano, Gregory Raffert, Evelyn Pinkner. You have 10 minutes to call us back, and you'll win that trip to Orlando. 800-KID-LIVE is the phone number.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Good luck.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Let's go. It's a trip a day in May, courtesy of Visit Florida on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, we called out three names.
Yes, we did.
And the first one to call us back was Gregory Raffert. Hey, Gregory.
How you doing?
What's up, man? You win. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
can we call you Greg?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, Greg.
He's like, you're giving me a trip? Yes.
We call you whatever we want, huh, Greg?
You ever been to Florida, dog?
Yeah.
You ever been to Florida?
No, I have not.
Really?
So very excited.
Okay.
Well, here's what you won, Greg. Four-day trip for four to Orlando to stay at the Lake Buena Vista Resort Village and Spa. It's a Stay Sky Hotel and Resort. And what you do in Orlando is up to you because everything's out in Orlando.
Yeah, I'll do it. My wife is going to be very excited.
There you go. I was going to say, do you have four people in your family that you can take?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I can find some.
Free trip? Free trip? Yeah, I bet you can.
So we're guessing you're taking the wife.
Yeah, for sure.
And then you got two more
two
spots open.
Also, so I don't know. I don't know if it's a kids trip. Is it family friendly?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, then we might take the kiddos.
But if you want us to lie to the kids and say no, yeah. So you could take a couple friend, that's fine with us.
Adults only, yeah.
We'll do whatever you want to do, Greg.
Nah, that sounds good. Hey, I'm very excited, y'all. I really appreciate it. It's a lot easier calling in when it's only three people trying to call.
Yeah, right.
We got it pretty quick.
Yeah, we actually have three lines, so you know anything could have happened.
Yeah.
But you got right on through.
Yeah.
Y'all picked the right one up.
Hey, well, you listen to your name. That's what you're supposed to do.
Sorry,
sign up and listen. Good job, Greg. Have fun. Take tons of pictures for us, man.
All right, will do. Thank you all. I appreciate it very much.
Congratulations.
We appreciate you. Congrats. Hold on. We'll set you all up. Again, if you want to be a part of this, go to KidNation.com and sign up. And then listen tomorrow morning, same time. We'll call three more names.
All you got to do.
And that takes care of the men never win complaints for today.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay, I'm only the girls win every single time. Huh?
Yeah, I won right there.
Why can't you get
a decent amount of guy winners?
Yeah, we do.
Just, you know, statistics show women play contests more than men do. That's just the facts.
Maybe women are better at winning.
Maybe.
But men probably gamble more at the track, like
there
at the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you were watching on Saturday, this is what went down at the Kentucky Derby.
And they come to the final furlong. Exaggerator is closing in. Nyquist to catch with a 16th to go. Gunrunner, Exaggerator on the outside. Nyquist and Exaggerator, they're coming to the line together. And Nyquist is still unbeaten. He has won the Kentucky Derby. Exaggerator was second, and then a photo for third among sudden breaking news. And Gunrunner, and the final time was swift. 2 minutes, 1.31 seconds, set by a brilliant Nyquist.
You make it sound exciting.
It was exciting. Nyquist was
fast.
The favorite. Exaggerator, man, if the race would have been just a little bit longer, I think that horse could have taken it.
Because
he was like shot out of a cannon.
Yeah. So our winner from the Kid-Tucky Derby
put
the money not on Nyquist, right?
No, she did not. So... she still gets $500, though,
yeah.
In cash. So she still came out
of Gunrunner. I forget which one she bet on.
More Spirit is the one she bet
on.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what place More Spirit came in.
Mm-mm, didn't even see that
didn't
one
it,
when I was watching. Mm-hmm.
Too bad.
Yeah.
How did Sam's son of Sam do?
My son Sam did not place either. He was way back in the pack.
Oh, really? Yeah?
Yeah.
How much you want to bet on that?
You know what? I was going to bet $100, and I kept looking for my... I have an account with one of these things, but I never use it. It's called Bet US, I think it is.
Yeah.
But I never used it, and so I couldn't log on. So I was like, yeah, screw it.
Yeah. You came out a winner because Son of Sam did not.
I was too busy because JC and I had mandate.
We did have a mandate.
Yeah.
This was I've been trying to get out to come by to help me get my ping pong table that's been at the store since my birthday.
Yeah.
And I didn't know all I had to do was mention that I was getting a lawnmower.
That's right. That was the tip.
Boom. It happened.
It sparked something, and Al, he got all excited.
So I called JC the night before. I said, what's up, JC? What time are we meeting in the morning? Because we got to get this thing handled.
Handle it.
So he said, meet me at Dick Sports at 9 o'clock in the morning. I said, fine. We met up there. Well, I showed up. JC.
Now, here's what happened. Cause in typical Big Al fashion, you know, something has to go awry. And so I tell him which store it was at, because there's plenty around the city. And I say, it's at this one, off this freeway. It's in text, just in case you forget.
He did.
I get there. I walk outside. I get the text from Big Al. I'm here. I'm like, everything's running smooth.
I go up. I say, where does the guy, if this guy's picking up a ping pong table, where would he pick that up?
Yeah.
At the loading dock. Well, duh.
Yeah.
Let me take my truck to the loading dock.
So I tell Big Al I'm inside getting squared away. And he goes, cool. I just told the guy I'm here and I'm going to go to the loading dock. Perfect. So I get done, I sign the paperwork, and I look at the manager, and he goes, where do you want this? I'll bring it up front. And I was like, no, my man, we already got this. Take it out to the dock.
Can anybody not see this coming from 10 miles away?
And he goes, what dock?
Yeah, that store didn't have a dock. So I showed up at the wrong store.
Yeah. Mm.
So, okay.
If we all told him. I even told you where it was.
Oh, you know what? Because JC lives in the burbs now, and I live, and I just, in my head.
You went to the only one you know of.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
even though we told you which one it was.
The producer told him. Sonny White Cheddar told him. I told him. You told him.
I showed up at the wrong store.
It's fine.
On time, wrong store. So it's 10 minutes away. No problem. I pull up, park right in front. JC wheels the ping pong tables on this little dolly, wheels it out to the truck. I'm backed up right in the door.
Yeah.
People coming and going, no problem. Big Al, JC, hey.
We're strong, man. Here.
The tailgate down.
Boom.
I bend down, pick up this damn ping pong table.
Hurt back already.
It was not going. We could not budge the ping pong table. This is like the world's heaviest ping pong table ever.
I think George bought me a ping pong table made out of marble.
This is not a ping pong table. It's a King Kong table. This thing. So we go inside to find some other dude. And then some other dude comes out. I said, no offense, dude, but we're going to need a bigger guy. You're not big enough.
No, he helped us.
He did help us.
It takes you down a notch when you feel like a man, and then you can't do something together. You need another guy to do it.
Two of us. And we're not, you know, small guys.
Yeah. But that was out of the way. And then we went to your home.
Then it was on. We went to the Home Depot.
Watching Al walk into the store.
I wore my orange shirt because I knew I was going to the Home Depot and I wanted to fit in.
Yeah.
So.
Al's telling me, take it all in, JC. Why?
This is it. Welcome to my kingdom.
It smells like wood. There's a tool everywhere. It's really cool.
Love
it. Al's like, take it in, JC.
Yeah.
Stop at the front door and take it in. I'm like, no, we're in the way. Let's just go get the dang lawnmower, man.
So we go back and get the, we pick out lawnmowers. And Kelly, they've got lawnmowers from $100 up to $1,000.
Ooh.
I mean, you got your pick of what you want.
No, it's so confusing.
Yeah, because it's not just the lawnmower you have to buy, right, JC?
Right.
Oh, my God.
You learned that.
Right.
You got to buy a lawnmower. You got to buy the stuff you put in it. Like you got. He started talking ethanol and oil.
Fuel stabilizer.
And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, you can't leave a fuel in the lawnmower more than 30 days or it'll go bad. He's giving us Greg was very helpful.
My mind was spinning.
And I even learned some stuff that I didn't know. So anyway, I pick out a lawnmower. JC was very, very good. He took my advice. He went with the lawnmower I picked out.
Yeah, you did.
And then we picked out the leaf blower. Then we picked out hedge trimmer.
Yep,
then we picked out... something else. Weed eater.
The weed eater. Shout out.
Extension cord and all this stuff. So we get it all.
I'm ready for JC's lawn mowing service.
We get it on the truck. We get it on the truck and in JC's car. And I follow him to his house.
Yep.
And we take everything out. We put the lawnmower together, which is nothing. You know, just getting the handle screwed in.
Now I'm thinking Al's going to be like, all right, cool. Have fun. See you later. I'll go inside and I'll be lazy for a couple hours because that took it out of me listening to what I needed to do. I was like, nah, man, now we get to work.
Yeah. I had my work boots on.
Jump on it.
Had my gloves. I had my vanity safety glasses. And so I put it together and I said, JC, I guess he was expecting me to crank it up. I'm like, JC, this is your lawnmower. Yeah. I want you to get the first pull of the ripcord here. So JC cranks it, starts on the first. Pool.
I thought you were getting one with a key.
Well, I did too, but we didn't.
Those are expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My feelings were already hurt with the little amount that we spent.
You just bought a new house, it's scary to spend any money on anything.
I was so hurt.
So we get it running, and I said, JC, let's go. Let me show me what you got. And Kelly?
What?
JC,
did it come instinctually to him?
JC has got to be the worst lawnmowing person.
Oh, what the hell?
Seriously?
Really?
He let his people down.
Oh.
Damn. Oh my God.
Dude. JC gets the lawnmower.
Hold on one second, Front Street
Man. I'm sorry, JC. I gave him a few pointers. But
I was feeling so good until now.
Kelly? Anybody knows that you start mowing a yard on the edge and you just kind of make a long little strip and you turn around and you make
JC in order.
JC just gets the lawnmower and just goes in the middle of the yard.
Like he's vacuuming.
He
was vacuuming the yard.
Like, JC, what the hell are you doing, man? Y'all do this like this? There's an art to this.
I screwed it up too because I didn't lift it.
Have you ever mowed a yard?
But in high school, but it was for my teachers. And they already had it set up for me, so I didn't I just started.
I would go with no on that answer. Yeah, you did not impress me at all.
I forgot to lift it, and so it was like super short. So
first, he's giving his yard a buzz cut because the wheels are. And I'm like, JC, no.
Al's yelling at me.
So we bring it back. We raise the mower up a little bit, the height up a little bit. And I was like, oh, JC, go down, just go down, just straight. Then he goes down straight. He doesn't even have the doggone wheels on the concrete. He's like grass all on the edge, just sitting there like, ooh, you didn't get me. I'm like, oh, Lord, I got to teach this boy everything.
So you left a tall border.
Yeah. So I finally get him kind of lined up where he's doing straight lines. I said, do the wheels, you know, in line. So you have, it's got to look good.
I thought as long as you just, it's short, it's fine.
And then I get
just
the
look at it. If it's short, it's fine. If, oh, there's a long spot, I'll go over there and mow it.
I get the weed eater, and I'm just kind of going, I'm edging the house. I'm doing my part. And JC is up there just making lines, wheeling it. One line over here, one line over here. I'll come back and get this little spot over here.
JC.
I was not that bad.
Oh, man.
It was not that, I thought I did okay for my first time.
I don't want to hurt his feelings, you know, but I'm like, I got to teach him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got somebody got to teach. Nobody else going to teach him. So I said, JC, do it. So we get it. He finally kind of gets the hang of it. And Kenzie's out there, and she wants to learn how to weed eat and stuff. So this is a whole family thing. The kids are out there. And then we finally kind of got a rhythm. And I guess about an hour and a half later, I don't know how long it was.
About an hour and a half.
We got done.
Mm-hmm. I mean, took longer than I expected.
We did the whole thing.
Kenzie bring out a tall glass of lemonade.
Oh, Kenzie brought some IPA out there.
You excited about an hour and a half every week?
No, I figure I'll get better at it, and it'll get down to about 30 minutes, hopefully.
No. You're gonna spend a good yard. If you do it right, you're going to spend a good yard, a good hour. Because you got an edge around all of, you got all this landscape.
And then
stuff,
I got done, and I guess all my neighbors, they all have somebody come do it professionally.
And they're laughing at you from their windows.
No, they're not laughing at me.
Their air conditioning insides.
But I look and like, I'm thinking, man, my yard looks good. But then I start looking to the left and the right, and I'm like, but it doesn't look like that.
You'll get better.
You'll get better, dude.
I got a little weed sticking out of here.
You got plants and stuff. Yeah. Color.
There's color and stuff. It's just my grass doesn't look as neat as everybody else's yet.
But boy, I tell you what, you set your people back years.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
A couple text messages we're getting. JC acted like he was a pro on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Snapchat makes everything look better.
Because you only have 10 seconds to fail.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But that was fun. Did you enjoy it, man?
I did enjoy it.
Because I tell you what, I really love mowing yard. Now, I did leave before the job was complete.
Yeah, we finished it up. We made it nice and neat. Yeah. You know, we went back and went over.
Okay.
Another one from EJ, this text. JC, I think your Mexican card has been taken away. No.
Yes.
It can't be taken away. I grew up in apartments.
I mean, I
grew up in the concrete jungle.
I didn't have the courage to ask what you just asked, Kelly. Was this your first lawn that you'd ever mowed? But it was evident. He did not have a lot of experience. I grew up cutting yards.
I had the courage to ask the tough questions.
Right. Thanks, Kelly. Now knowing that I suck at mowing yards, I want to apologize to all my high school teachers who paid me handsomely so that I could go to prom.
People paid you to cut their
yards? Yeah.
Oh, man. Sorry, we were
poor and I was broke, and my teachers offered, hey, come mow my yard and I'll give you $40. I will repay every single teacher that asked for it. My bad. I suck.
You'll get better. You'll get better, dude. You'll get better.
I'll get better. I'll keep sending you pictures every week. Thank you, Al. That was really nice of you to do that.
Dude, that was fun, dude. It was fun.
And thank you to my new best friend, Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
For offering to do that for me as well.
Instead, we were at the nursery all day. Oh, we had
baby
some.
Nursery?
No,
the nursery getting
they were
plants.
Getting flowers.
Oh, okay.
Al, be honest. Was the fact that Alan offered to do all this part of your incentive to want to help me out? Be honest.
No. It wasn't. Dude, you said mowing yards.
Okay.
Trip to Home Depot. I'm all in.
Okay.
Abracabooyah! I'm all in.
Alan was ready.
Yeah.
He was ready.
And what happened at Jenna's birthday party?
What?
That made her cry.
Oh.
In a good way.
Happy tears, though.
Something that you may want to do for your friends.
Yes.
This was the coolest. I thought it was super cool.
I know. JC was like, how did you guys do that?
Oh, man. How do you do that? Is it magic? We'll tell you what her friends did for her next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're back freshly off. Big Al telling me I suck at mowing.
It's tough love, JC. It's tough love, man.
My wife texted me and said, ask Al how he feels about his weed whacking.
I mean, weed whacking was on point.
This one's from the text. Don't feel bad, JC. I killed a cat the first time I mowed.
Oh, no.
How do you...
What a horrible way to go.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
That must have been one of those, like, riding lawnmowers, right?
Oh,
like,
I don't care.
You don't see the cat?
Oh, my God.
That's a mowing gone wrong situation there. Yeah, we didn't kill anything except my grass.
No.
Just the first patch that I tried to mow. Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Thank you for making me feel
I'm
better.
Sure, I'm sure guys all the time, you know, it doesn't look hard. You know, mowing a yard, it doesn't look like anything. And it's not hard, but I guess if you haven't done it before.
It's different.
It's just, you know, you have to learn how to do anything, I guess. And you're just not a natural.
And shout out to Gregory Reffert, who won the trip to Orlando, a trip a day, if you want to win one. We're giving them all away every single day this week to Orlando. Go to KidNation.com to sign up, and we'll call your name hopefully tomorrow. And we are celebrating a birthday today.
Yes, we are.
Our little Jenna Owens is all grown up, you guys.
No, I'm not that little anymore.
Baby J.
Baby J.
A.K.A. Baby J has a birthday today.
You're out of my bubble now.
What do you mean?
I know. I'm at his age. I'm too old. I'm at trade-in value for a lot of guys, right?
Yeah. You're in the wife-up material now.
Hopefully, right?
Right? So Jenna celebrated this weekend because obviously you don't want to do it on a Monday.
Honestly, I'm 32 and yeah. I had such a great 30th birthday. A bunch of my friends and I went to Mexico, and then last year I had a birthday brunch and some of you came, and I just don't feel like you need to do a big birthday party every year. That's just my thing.
Yeah. Small gathering.
I was like, you know, my birthday's today. I had to do a work event on Saturday, host a derby party, and that was really fun. So I just kind of figured let's just go to dinner on Saturday because I don't want to go to dinner on a Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the plan. Saturday morning, I just want to say I have some really great girlfriends, probably the best girlfriends I've ever had in my whole life, you know, through all the girlfriends I've had growing up. And I'm just so grateful for that because it was just a small day. And I woke up and my girlfriend Mackenzie said, let's go work out. So we go work out. And then it happened. As I was getting my stuff out of the locker room, a manager at the gym asked one of my best girlfriends, Mackenzie, if I was her girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
And she wasn't kidding. But it makes sense because Mackenzie and I are always hanging out at the gym in workout clothes. And
so they started thinking.
Lifting together and whatnot. And Mackenzie's like, I mean, she's my friend. But so that's how my birthday celebration day started.
Okay.
So then we played that up all day that Mackenzie was my girlfriend. Maybe one day. We're both single. If we can't find someone, we hang out together like all day, all night. So it would work.
That's what girls always say when they break up with a guy. They're like, I'm giving up on guys.
Guys never do that. I'm giving up on girls. Nope.
So Mackenzie and Claudia and Steven, they are my best friends that are married, and Claudia's expecting a baby. They wanted to come get some sun. So I thought we were just going to lay out at my pool.
Yeah.
And they came over, and I wanted to take a photo of them because they were laying with Wheezy, my dog, and Steven looked naked with Wheezy laying on his lap. It was hilarious. So I got my phone out to take a picture, and Claudia, bad at keeping a secret, I guess, she goes, put a filter on it on Snapchat. Put a filter. And so, you know, if you keep swiping after you've taken a photo, you swipe and you get different colored filters. Then you get the temperature or the speed or, you know, weather.
The
whatever,
slow down,
whatever.
The backwards
slow-mo.
One.
She's like, keep going. I'm like, okay, what's she doing here? Claudia created my own geo filter on Snapchat for my birthday.
Aww. Oh, really?
It is so cool, you guys.
It is so cool. And so... how do you do this? You can do this for a friend. A lot of people started inquiring. So then we could post. You know, you have to be in a certain location to get these. But if you're on Snapchat, you know what I'm talking about. Because whatever city you live in, you'll come across it. Or if it's a special occasion.
Okay.
Sometimes they're sponsored ads, that kind of thing.
They planned ahead. So they did it at your house, right?
Yeah, they set this geotag to be for 5 hours at my house during the day. Uh-huh. So if you were anywhere, probably on my street, really, in that vicinity, you would come across it at my house. And then they also, we went to Nobu for dinner, and they set it up to be at the restaurant hotel area where Nobu is. And anyone could have come across it. JC was like, how did you guys do this?
And I'd be like, why are we? Who's
baby?
Why are they on my Snapchat?
It said Baby J's birthday.
Baby J's B-Day. And it had the Grand Theft Auto picture that everyone thinks is me.
It looks just like you.
As the little Bitmoji. Yeah.
How cool is that? I texted.
Cool.
I saw that. I was sitting at home, and I texted Steven when I saw it. I was like, how in the world did you guys do this?
Yeah. And then Claudia also bought me colored smoke grenades, which is something this just shows. I was like, Claudia, you're the best boyfriend I've ever had, because I showed her one time that I love these colored smoke grenades. They're like military grade and super pigmented color, and they look great in pictures. So we went in my alley and at my pool, and I choked on one. It tasted terrible, but it was bright purple. So we like danced around playing with these smoke grenades. But that she even remembered that I wanted those is so cool. So just very thoughtful gifts. But if you want to do a geotag, people are asking. I'm going to tell you how to do it because it's so cheap. It's $5, right, for a five-hour window.
You would think it'd be so much more expensive.
It's just a little complicated, right? And so a lot of people, we've seen Kardashians use it in restaurants and bars, but I hadn't really seen anyone personally do it before. So if you want to do it for your friend, you just need a little bit of planning involved in someone that knows how to use Photoshop, because you have to do an image in one of those graphic design sites. So Claudia had someone here do it. But it really is just, you just go to Snapchat.com and search GeoFilter.
You know what I heard from that?
What?
Find somebody else to do it. That's
exactly.
All I
totally. She had to get help, but she got an image created up here.
Yeah.
And you just have to give yourself about a day or two in advance, because you have to submit it. So you got to hope that. So she was hoping it got approved in time.
Wow.
So yeah, it's just $5.
That's
and you
got
to put in a vicinity. So you could do it at a bar or, you know, someone's house. And you really draw, you trace an outline and you set the time window that you want it to run. And so yeah, you just have to give yourself a good 24 or 48 hours, apparently. And so the process itself is a little difficult. Once you get an image, you upload it and pay the $5 for the 5 hours.
It's
and,
worth it, too.
Totally worth it. And so then all your friends, so all of our snaps all night, we were using that filter. It was really just the smallest thing that turned just a very chill, low-key day into something really cool, really thoughtful. So it was awesome. JC and Kenzie got a babysitter and joined us for dinner.
Yep.
And very cool.
And then we went to dinner, and everyone's like, do you want to go to the bar? Do you want to go to the club? And I'm like, no.
You didn't go out after?
I think this is 32. I'm totally content. It's midnight. I want to go home. I loved it. It was great.
Yes.
That's cool. That's cool.
I got nervous because it was my first time coming down from the burbs. So I had to call Claudio's husband, Steven, and I was like, yo, what's the outfit looking like today?
You guys, it was so funny, because Steven has a crush on JC.
A dude?
And
a
I didn't know that JC actually thought Steven was really cool, too. So Steven gets giddy if JC's going to be somewhere. So apparently they had an entire text conversation throughout Saturday about what they were wearing, and JC was going to wear a suit. So Steven was stressed out, because Steven's like, he's wearing a suit to dinner?
Well, the baby blazer. It's not really.
No, it was my new suit.
He was going to wear a suit.
Yeah, I wrote him back. I wrote him. Bromance question. What are you wearing tonight? And then he wrote back, sexy chic, probably. And then sent me a picture of his outfit.
Oh, my God.
The shoes and
wait
everything.
A minute. That's going a little too far.
No. That's fine, because you got to match.
This is Steven. He's hilarious.
You don't want to overdress your buddy. Yeah. And then he said, maybe that. And I said, I'm feeling that. But then he sent me a picture of the suit that he was wearing to the derby party.
Okay, he dressed up for the derby.
And he goes, first, the derby outfit. And I said, I'll go suit action tonight if you keep that on. And he goes, dude, I can't keep it on. It's too tight. But I'll go slacks and jacket if you're down with that. And I said, I might do the same. Or we can go back to cool casual. He said, let's do cool casual.
Right.
That's what we went with.
Right. See, okay, one outfit texting, outfit texting back and forth, what you're wearing to this event that we're going to together, that's one thing.
You want to look right.
But texting what your outfit is at something that you're wearing earlier, that's going a little far.
I mean, girls do this, but we were all in jeans, which was great. We all decided to wear, you know, we were like, I wanted to dress down a bit. Oh, you guys. That was
so that
funny.
Way we matched up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to overdo. You don't want to outshine your partner.
You were all over the spectrum this weekend. One minute you're at Home Depot picking out a lawnmower, and then the next minute you're texting your outfits.
Yeah. Hey.
I don't know who you are.
I might be in the burbs, but I'm still living the life.
All right, brother.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly?
Yes.
I think CMT is trying to pull you over to the countryside.
Pull me over?
Yep.
I've never been anti-country.
I know, but you're mostly a pop fan.
Yes, I love pop music.
You're more of a boy band type of girl. You love Jason Derulo.
I do.
You do. You have his shirt that he had on when he performed.
Sweat. All it was just soaked.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, they had Jason Derulo and Luke Bryan sing Want to Want Me.
Do I sleep? I got this.
That's Luke Bryan starting it off for you right there. It gets a little pitchy, but he gets better.
Do I sleep? I got this shit.
It's not his normal range.
It's a tough song to sing. There you go.
Girl, you got me. There's nothing I would do. I would do.
this an award show? Where'd you say this was?
CMT did it. It was just, Luke Bryan and Jason Derulo. I'm not sure what show it was on, but it was CMT getting them together. They didn't even switch up the song. They kept it the same, basically.
What is the first line? What are the words?
Too hot to sleep.
Too hard to sleep.
Too hot. I think it's too hot to sleep.
Too hot to sleep?
Too hot to sleep.
Either too hot or too hard.
I think as he's throwing the sheets on the floor, it's 100 degrees or something like that.
You want to give it a shot, Al?
Let me give it a shot. Let me hear you one more time.
Okay, you want that? Let's give you the first couple. Let's see if you can do it.
Right.
Too hard to sleep.
Hot. Too hard. Too hard?
I got the sheets on the floor.
Nothing on me.
Okay, too hard to sleep.
It's too hard to sleep. I got the sheets on the floor. Nothing on me.
Okay.
Too hard to
sleep. It's not that hard.
Too hard to sleep. I got the sheets on the floor next to me.
Nothing on me.
No, nothing on me. Girl. I want you to I can't do it.
That's so hard.
That's so hot.
That's so hard.
And I'm still not in the octave that he was in.
Oh, you want to hear some great falsetto, though? Jordan Fisher is going to join us on the show tomorrow.
What?
He was on Grease Live. This guy right here. He was on Grease Live. He's done a bunch of stuff for Disney. He was on Teen Beach Camp.
Teen Beach Movie.
Teen Beach Movie.
This one and two. He was Sea Cat.
Hit notes that I thought only Mariah Carey could hit. That's the only human being I've ever heard.
He taught himself. He said he couldn't do it. He just listened to people who could hit the note and figure out how to do it without straining.
When we tell you, we jaws hit the floor when we watched this guy perform. We didn't know what we were getting into. We heard the song produced and everything, but watching him live.
And you're right, Kelly. He wasn't straining to do it.
No.
He just did it.
Natural.
He just did it. And the coolest kid ever.
Yeah.
Just a really nice dude.
We spent entirely too long with him. I shouldn't say that.
I couldn't help it, Kelly.
We spent way longer with him than we planned.
Yeah. Right.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, because we were captivated by him. He was cool. He's, he has that star quality. Sometimes people come in here and not only are they talented, but they're great, with an interview and talking and good stories.
Yeah.
And he has that star quality.
It's one of those interviews where you're saying to yourself, this dude's going to be on the going to win some Grammys.
Right.
Like,
hopefully.
We know
The talent's there.
Yeah, the talent is definitely there.
I would, the equivalent of the male Ariana Grande voice-wise, that's how well he can sing.
Yeah.
To me, at least. He was so good. So tomorrow morning, Jordan Fisher, make sure you check that out.
Got it.
He's going to be blossoming before our eyes.
Yes, we're
everybody.
Very excited. We love blossomers.
He's going to be blossoming hardcore. Did you guys see that story of the flight that was delayed for 2 hours?
No, I didn't.
So this flight was delayed 2 hours on Thursday after this paranoid passenger suspected that the person sitting next to her was a terrorist.
Oh, boy.
American Airlines confirmed to the Huffington Post that on Thursday evening, the flight from Philadelphia to Syracuse was delayed after this female passenger said she was sick and expressed concerns about this behavior of the male passenger. So she sat down next to him and tried to make small chat with him, and he was too busy writing stuff down. Turns out it's Guido Menzio.
Guido.
He's an Italian University of Pennsylvania economics professor. So he's an Ivy League professor.
So he's doing math, right?
So he was just basically doing math equations on a pad of paper.
For fun.
And he said, I was just working hard on these equations and she's trying to talk to me. So I was saying things back to her, but I didn't really feel like talking because these equations are tough.
Getting racially profiled.
So this girl wrote a note to the flight attendant and said, you need to talk to me. They pulled him off the flight. They had to ask him a bunch of questions. In the end, they said, no, he was legitimately just doing math. And the flight took off 2 hours later at 9:42. It was scheduled at 7:20.
Everybody's wanting to be a hero, number one. Everybody's paranoid because we're fed this, if you see something, say something line constantly. Number two. And number three, everybody wants to be a hero.
Exactly.
And poor guy, he's just like good Guido hunting over there doing math equations.
He's doing math equations, poor Guido.
I think he would have, if he was going to try to blow up a plane, I think he would have figured it out before he sat down on the plane.
Right. You're not going to do it next to the lady, you know? You don't do that right
there. So if I wait until it gets to 10,000 feet.
And then do you have to fly next to this guy after you try to tell on him?
Or? Yeah, they move you. I've been there before. Move your seat. After you get into an altercation with a passenger, they move you to somewhere you're more comfortable, because that happened to me.
It turns out the lady ended up not flying on the plane with them.
She should be embarrassed, but I mean,
Hey,
what if you didn't say something and he was plotting? Who knows?
If you do say, hey, sorry, I thought.
Sometimes you're just annoying and somebody doesn't want to talk to you. It doesn't make him a terrorist.
I don't like talking on planes. I don't.
Oh, man, you don't need to sit next to me then.
Oh, Al is a talker.
I'm a talker.
From the get-go.
You need to sit next to me because I'm sleeping.
Yeah, I love sitting next to Kelly because she sleeps. Boom. Game over.
That's right.
Emma Kelly, speaking of maths, taking some tests this morning.
Yeah, they're doing star testing.
She was
scared. It's just, it's, you know.
Stressing out.
We used to take standardized tests and stuff when we were in school, and it wasn't a big deal.
No.
Nobody, they didn't spend months scaring us to death.
You train and stuff like they.
And, you know, and kids pick up everything. Like last night we were getting her snacks. You're supposed to take, she needs lunch and snacks, mommy. And I need to take books just in case when I'm finished. And I need to have this many pencils and this much high. And she started getting worked up into a frenzy. Mm. And I was like, baby, it's not that big a deal. The mayor says so.
The mayor.
And then she said something about the government. I'm like, what are you?
The mayor.
What?
The mayor of the city.
The government says, mommy, the government says we have to have pretzels. It was just like, you know, these healthy snacks, you know. And it's like they've scared kids to death.
Is she thinking they're going to kick her out of the country?
I don't know. I just went and took the test. I love taking tests because we didn't have homework that week. And I love filling in the bubbles.
And I don't remember.
I thought
ever,
that was great.
I don't remember ever studying for them. You just you
There's
show up one day.
There's so much pressure on these kids now to take these tests.
Because it's supposed to be based off curriculum, but now they've made it so stringent on teachers that a lot of schools are teaching just for these standardized tests.
And if they don't pass, they don't pass the grade.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, so it's 2 days of it, and she's just a nervous wreck.
I remember when we took them, the teachers would be like, this isn't going on your grade, on your overall grade, and, you know, just do what you learn this year and be loose with it, and everything will be fine.
It's not like that. You know, schools are incentivized.
Yeah.
Not punished.
Not anymore.
You don't know the answer, just bubble C.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always C. If you don't know the answer, go with C.
C, yeah. That was mine, at least.
Yeah. Or A. Sometimes A. Or go back and forth.
What if you just show your work?
A.
Oh, did you ever get where, like, you knew the answers were right? But they were all like in a row. They were all C or B in a row. And you're like, that's way too many B in a row.
Yeah.
So you would change one?
No.
And then you get it back and it was wrong?
And then it's almost time for the test to be over. Then you just start panicking. You just start just doing anything. Just random. A, C, D, A, C.
No.
Yeah.
That's good radio.
I think my friend said that he did that on the SATs. I said his time was running out when he was taking the SAT. So he just started marking all the answers down. But that makes your score worse. Like than if you just left them blank. Is what they told me.
Shot.
I guess it's better to leave them blank than answer them wrong.
Right. Because it goes against you. Something like they said, you should have just left them blank because it worked against
you. Now you tell me.
Yeah.
This is the Kid Credit.